1,260 regular season games, basically played 1,300 games in his career that started with the Florida Panthers, Rangers, the Oilers, the Blues, Panthers again, Thrasher, Stars, Ducks, and the Carolina Hurricanes. Radek Dvorak joins us. Radek, congratulations on your career. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing well. Thank you. Thanks for asking.
Well, Radek, I want to go through your career because, man, it couldn't have started any better. Your rookie season with the Panthers, you go all the way to the Stanley Cup final. You must have been thinking back then, wow, this league's pretty easy.
Yeah, that's exactly it. When I first get into the league, go all the way to the Stanley Cup finals, I was like, oh, you know, it's easy. I mean, you know, we can do this every year, but obviously, you know, it's much tougher than that. You know, you realize on a long, you know, long way that, you know, it's not easy to get in. And every time you have a chance to be in even playoffs, it's something special. So it was a good first year, and very grateful. I was part of that team back in 1995.
I know this is a tough question, but what was the highlight of your career?
My highlight? I think my highlight would be a draft year, you know, going to the draft. It was in Edmonton in 1995, and just be able to go on the podium and get selected by Florida, it was something special. I mean, that's I think every kid dream to be in that spot, and I was lucky enough to be there and get drafted.
Devo, Robin Brownlee here. How are you doing?
Not bad. How are you?
I'm good. So you have a long career that a lot of guys would love to have. I mean, that many games in the National Hockey League. Now you step away. That time comes for everybody. When you look back, does it seem to go by really fast now that it's over for you?
Yes. I mean, I can still believe it's been 18 years. I mean, I think, you know, once you're having fun and you're enjoying what you do, the time just flies, and that's what exactly happened. You know, I was having fun every single day, every single minute out there, and that's why I guess that the time just flew by. I mean, 18 years, and I still remember going to Edmonton for a draft back in 1995. So it seems like it was yesterday.
And funny enough that you were in Edmonton in 1995, and then your career ended up back in Edmonton with the Oilers when you got traded here in 2003. You spent three seasons with the Oilers, including that magical Stanley Cup run in 2006, Radek. Just, was that one maybe more special than the first one in Florida because, A, you were a little bit older, you realized how hard it was to get there, and then how close you guys came to winning?
Oh, definitely, and especially, you know, if you can reach if you can reach the Stanley Cup Finals with a team like Edmonton, it was very special. You know, mentioned that, like, first of all, you know, I got drafted there. I started my career in Edmonton, you know, being drafted and then coming back for a great 3 years with Edmonton. It was something, you know, great. I mean, you know, I can it's too bad we couldn't win the cup back to Edmonton, but I had a great and wonderful 3 years there, and with a great bunch of guys. And, you know, like I said, you know, this team has, you know, a lot of great history, and it was just too bad we couldn't finish it. But on the other hand, great experience, and like, it was a pleasure.
Devo, what's next for you? Do you take some time away from the game to figure out what you want to do? Do you see hockey in your future as a coach, or are you just gonna kick back and relax?
No, I wanna. You know, I've been here for like four months right now, and I wanna stay with the game. I mean, I wanna continue be around around the hockey. I still keep watching the games, and I'm enjoying watching the games, and. I guess that, like I said, I just want to be, around the game again and maybe give something back, you know, my experience and everything back to the game. So now I'm going to just, I'm just home right now with my kids, which is beautiful, great, you know, be able to spend some quality time with them. But I'll be around the game again, hopefully, and just continue, you know, what I did past 30 years.
Radek Dvorak joins us, retired yesterday after a lengthy career in the NHL, basically 1,299 NHL games, including regular season and the playoffs. Radek, going back to that Oilers Stanley Cup run, and you'd obviously played the regular season with Pronger, but in the playoffs, man, his game went to a new level. Can you just talk about, as a teammate, like, how good was Chris Pronger, and were you surprised how dominant he was as a teammate in 06?
Well, I mean, he was dominating all those years in NHL. Like, I remember how tough it was to play against him, you know, when he was in St. Louis. You know, overall, like, gifted, you know, talented, you know, player, big leader, and having him on the team in that year was something, it was great. I mean, like, all the team just, it was, you know, it was very well run it, and you know, especially with a guy like Franks, you know, having him on the team, you know, it's the guy who can help you win.
You know, it's interesting, Devo, because that team was far from a lock to even make the playoffs that year. You remember how it went down. Then they add, you know, they add Dick Tarnstrom earlier in the year and Yaroslav Spacek. Pronger was the big signing. But then in comes Roleson, in comes Samsonov, and you guys got in. And once you won that first series against Detroit, it was just sort of magical. It's just like you guys started to believe, and from there, we got to Game 7 of Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we get into the playoffs, like, I guess it was like two games left into regular season. I mean, we've been playing playoff hockey since Christmas last year. Like, every game for us was like a playoff deal. And I think that was a big key for us to, you know, bring that attitude and that work ethic to the playoffs. I mean, after that first win against Detroit, then we played San Jose, and, you know, we were down by a couple of games, and we bounced back, won that series, and, you know, swept Anaheim later. It was just, we were prepared for that. Like I said, you know, for half of the season, we were, like, on an edge all the time. And that's what brings, you know, guys together. And, you know, we were working for each other. Then, you know, we add a few more guys. And they were, like, a very important pieces to our team and to our success. And it's just too bad we couldn't, we couldn't bring the cup back to Edmonton. But I think a lot of players stepped up that year and, continuing to play well after.
Radek Dvorak joining us, retired yesterday. Radek, You came to Edmonton. You talked about how that was the highlight of your career, being drafted in 1995, and then you played the 95-96 season right away. How hard of an adjustment was it for you coming over to a whole new country and playing a really different style of game? Go back to that rookie season. Like, how hard was it just to fit in to North America?
It was tough. I mean, first of all, I didn't speak English at all. I think I opened the book on the way to Florida. It was my first time I opened the dictionary. And first couple months were tough. I mean, you know, going to a new country, not knowing language, meeting new people, new lifestyle. I mean, for a guy like from Eastern Europe, it was tough. But I was lucky enough to have Bobby Svala on the team. You know, he was from Slovakia. He's been on the team for a couple of months, being in Sweden before. So he had that experience being in a different country. So he helped me a lot going, you know, through my first 2-3 months. But we had a good veteran team there, a lot of experienced team, and all those guys were, helping me every single day and helped me kind of go through the toughest times for this couple months.
Devo, I never asked you this while you were here, but it just struck me now. That rookie season, when you go to the Cup Final, here's this kid from Czech. He shows up in Southern Florida to play hockey, and the next thing you know, we've got rubber rats coming down on the ice being thrown by the crowd. That was must have been a totally different world for you.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, first of all, the game was like 4 hours. Because every time he scored a goal, it was like 1,000 rats flying, you know, into the ice. So, you know, you can forget that. I mean, I still remember why it started, and you know, and people were excited, you know, playing in that old Miami Arena.
Yeah.
Only 14,000 plus people, so it was, you know, sold out every single game. You know, after they score a goal, you know, like those rats were just flying. It was unbelievable. My first year, you know, experience something like this. I mean, like I said, you never forget this.
I bet. Now, were you in the room when Mellenby killed the rat?
Yeah, I was the only guy with him in the locker room. I think it was me, Scotty, and John Van Wiesbroek. I think it was we were only three guys in the locker room. And I was sitting beside Scotty, and all of a sudden this big rat just ran into the locker room, and he was helping to tipping his stick, and just pure reaction, you know, he just hit that rat, and somehow it got to the newspaper, and people started, it was like, I don't know, it just... Like I said, it got to the newspaper, people read that, and next thing you know, after every goal, there's rats on the ice. So,
Devo, do you keep a home in Florida now? Is that where you live?
Yes, I am.
So,
with my family.
So, without maybe prying any secrets from you, if you want to stay close to the game and you want to get back into it in some capacity, might it be the Panthers that you approach? You've got a lot of your history is there. Your home is there. The crowds haven't been great for this club. That's always been a problem. But might you be talking to the Panthers about a future?
No, I didn't talk to anybody. I just decided to retire yesterday, and it's like everything kind of fresh for me too. So, like I said before, I'm just enjoying my time with my family right now, but obviously, you know, I want to stay around the game. So I think this is more like for upcoming future.
Well, Radica, congratulations on a long, successful career. And I loved your answer that the highlight was just getting drafted, because that had been your dream. And, you know, I'm sure you never dreamt of playing almost 1,300 NHL games, going to the Stanley Cup Final twice, being at the Olympics. So a great career. All the best to you and your family. Really appreciate talking to you again.
Thank you very much, guys, and thanks for having me. Thank you.
Radek Dvorak.